You might remember our chat with reporter Jean Carstensen from earlier this week. She told us about the situation in an unofficial refugee camp in Idomeni in Greece. Some 10,000 refugees are in this camp going through months of limbo, and months of limbo can make tempers flare. And that's what happened last night, Idomeni making world headlines. Jean witnessed what happened. Jean Carstensen joins me again from Idomeni. Jean, tell us what exactly happened last night. What'd you see?
There was a clash between a very small number of refugees and the police, and it quickly escalated. Refugees rushed the border, and police responded with tear gas, and it just kept escalating and escalating. There were a lot of tear gas canisters going off. Most of the refugees in the camp were not participating. They were actually watching on in horror because they live in the tents in this camp, and the tear gas was going off all around where everybody was living. And it just got worse and worse, and finally tear gas engulfed the entire camp, and most people had to run with their families and their children to the edges of the camp. Even at the edges of the camp, people were still bending over and crying from the tear gas. It was a pretty unpleasant scene.
Any injuries from this?
There were a few injuries. Somebody went to the hospital, a young boy, last night. And this morning, there were some children coming to get help for their eyes and their respiratory systems. And also a couple of these canisters that had not fired last night, the kids were playing with them, and they went off in the camp today.
So, Jean, was this just tempers flaring after months of tension in this camp, or are there specific grievances refugees are upset about?
This is really a cauldron of unhappiness at this camp. People have been there 2 and 3 months. These are the people, Marco, that got stuck in Greece after the March 20 EU-Turkey deal went through. And these people all arrived and cried with happiness when they got to the Greek Isles. And then they found out that the politics were changing and that their chances of getting to Europe had gotten much, much more difficult. So these people made their way, a lot of them, to Idomeni, which is the last spot here in Greece. And they thought they'd be here for 1 or 2 days, and they've been here for up to 3 months, and they haven't yet been able to access the asylum system or apply for relocation to a European country. The whole deal went through so hastily that really Greece and the European Union has not gotten a system in place so that most people can apply. So they're really stuck in a terrible, terrible limbo. They're not in good conditions, and they don't know what their futures are going to be.
So you mentioned the tents in this informal camp, but it's set up in a train station, this camp, and refugees are also taking shelter in the trains. What's that like?
Yeah, there are about 10 sleeper cars on a side track, and they're obviously not going anywhere. And some families and people have moved in. And the other day, I spent some time with a Syrian refugee from Kobani. She came here with her husband and their adorable young baby. And I asked her, as I ask everybody, why did you leave Kobani? She's so miserable here. I really wanted to understand why she had made this journey, and she told me her story.
There's sometimes they were sleeping, everyone, and ISIS came and they cut heads of everyone while they are sleeping. Children, women, old people, young, everyone.
Yeah, so life is miserable in that refugee camp, but relatively better than what she left.
Yes, although I've heard some people say now that if they had it to do it again, they would go back. Now, she wouldn't, but others are so desperate, they don't know what to do. And somebody said today, actually, to a volunteer here, if she could get a plane ticket back to Iraq, she'd go back into the middle of the war just to get out of here.
Wow, that statement speaks volumes. After last night's tear gassing of this camp, what's next, Jean? Are people kind of settled back in?
Well, they're settling back in as much as they can, but people are very uneasy in the camp now, and it seems that policies are changing around how this camp is going to be run. At least for now, And a lot of people, I think, were really re-traumatized by what happened last night. When I was in the middle of the tear gas myself, I was running along with a Syrian friend, a family that I'd become friendly with, and he and I were commenting, you know, how awful it was to see all these kids that were crying because the tear gas was hurting their eyes. And you just don't want to see that when these are the same kids who have, you know, escaped war.
Jean Carstensen in Idomeni, Greece, reporting with support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Jean, thanks for speaking with us again, and keep up the great work.
Okay, thanks so much, Marco.
Jean's been traveling with photographer Jody Hilton. She's got some dramatic shots from last night's clashes in the camp. Just head over to PRI.org to check them out.